Well, good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, March 22nd, 2010. The race season is in full swing now. We were there at the San Dimas stage race. Also, we got some live sounds of the Category 3 finish now.
We're here with the final lap. Men's Category 3, San Dimas Stage Race, the Downtown Old Town Criterium. Men's Category 3, anticipating them to come around the final corner. They are on one lap to go.
All right, SC Velo, the host club of that event at San Dimas, picking up the win there in the men's Category 3. A lot of race results for you, a lot of upcoming events, both road and off-road. The Masters Cycle League has taken place, the second event in the series of races in Northern Cal with a Central Coast Circuit race. We'll have results and complete standings coming up on that shortly. Let's get into some of our race results now. Northern California hosted the second Masters Cycle League event on March 13th with a Central Coast Circuit, and Team Jocelyn's Bicycles Burnham Coaching showed up in force and numbers. They picked up a bunch of points up there, putting themselves in second place overall in the MCL standings, just behind Safeway Bicycles plus Pure Red. Jocelyn's Burnham Coaching picked up 21 big points at the Central Coast Circuit race, so they are in second place. HDR Racing, presented by Lombardi Sports, in third place. Third Pillar also picked up a few points in the MCL. Third Pillar sitting in fourth place right now. Safeway Bicycles Plus still in the lead in the Northern Cal Masters Cycle League. All right, and we also had a chance to catch up with the promoter at the Central Coast Circuit race, and here's what he had to say.
I'm here at the Central Coast Classic on Bike Sport Radio, and we're here with Keith DeFeber. How's it going today, Keith?
A beautiful day here in Monterey, California. Sun's out, a little bit of a headwind on some of the sections. This makes for great racing.
Yeah, it's sunny and dry, which is an awesome condition for a course. 4 mile course, great course. Tell us about the course a little bit.
You know, course is 4.3 miles in length, like you mentioned. There's a series of rolling hills. Each climb's about 90 seconds long at full tilt. And after the rollers, there's either some false flats or some downhills. So it kind of makes for get over the top of these things. You could catch your breath on the little downhills, and then you're faced with another roller. And then it's a downhill finish, high speed into a long, dragged-out sprint. So it's I think it's a good quality course.
Yeah, it's awesome out here. 4.3 miles. There's really nothing that's flat that I saw when I did the loop, so should be good for the climbers, but not too good for the climbers. There's nothing majorly steep, and good field sizes today, and we're doing this again in April. How do you find out more about this race?
You know, if you go to WWCCX, that's WWCCCXcycling.com, that's a good way, and also the Masters Cycling League, which we all support, MCL.com,
is that right? MasterCycleLeague.com also. This is part of the Masters Cycle League. We'll be out here again April 10th, right?
April 10th. I'm hoping for that's a week before the Sea Otter Classic, which is our biggest event in Northern California, actually in North America. Thousands and thousands of cyclists come mountain, road, downhill slalom, circuit race. Sea Otter Classic is a festival, and we're going to go 1 week before that.
All right, good tune-up race for everybody. I expect to see 1,000 riders out here. Good job with the race course, Keith. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
The 11th annual San Dimas Stage Race. The results of the Glendora Chevrolet Mountain Time Trial in the Pro Women's Category 1s and 2s. Picking up 5th place with a time of 1540.36, Colavita's Carmen Small. Picking up 4th place with a time of 1534.94, Team Vera Bradley Foundation's Robin Farina. And in third place with a time of 1506.76, Peanut Butter & Company's Alicia Welsh. Second place with a time of 1447.49, HTC Columbia's Evelyn Stevens. And your winner with the fastest time up that mountain, 1431.14 from Peanut Butter & Company. That's Mara Abbott. Mara Abbott, that was stage one in the San Dimas Stage Race, Pro Women. The Pro Women's Stage Race finished up with the Cannondale InCycle Old Town San Dimas Classic. That's a downtown criterium, and the women's race had a number of point sprints as well. At 40 minutes to go, the first point sprint, picking up 5 points in third place, Amelia Fallin. Picking up 10 points in second place, Catherine Carroll. And picking up the 15 points for the points sprint win, Corinne Rivera. That's at 40 minutes to go. At 20 minutes to go, another points sprint took place. And getting 5 points was Carmen Small. Getting 10 points, Catherine Carroll. And picking up 15 points, Yoko Tutenberg. And the finishing point sprint, picking up 10 points, Carmen Small. 15 points going to Meredith Miller. And 25 big points going to Yoko Tutenberg, Ina Yoko Tutenberg. That's at the Old Town San Dimas Classic in the Women's Pro points. Then the overall GC, that's your general category in the stage race. Picking up 5th place, Team Vera Bradley Foundation's Robin Farina. 4th place going to Colavita's Carbon Small. 3rd place, HTC Columbia's Evelyn Stevens. 2nd place, Peanut Butter & Company's Mara Abbott. And your overall winner from HTC Columbia, Ina Yoko Tutenberg. That is the Cannondale InCycle Old Town San Dimas Classic and overall GC. For the men's race, the men's pros, the Glendora Chevrolet Mountain Time Trial took place also. And picking up a 5th place finish with a time of 1311.03, California Giant Specialized Andrew Talansky. In 4th place with a time of 1310.15, Jameis Sutter Holmes, Luis Amaran. 3rd place with a time of 1301.58, California Giant Specialized Sid Taberley. In 2nd place with a time of 1258.81, Bissell Pro Cycling's Paul Mach. And your winner with a time of 1253.79, Flyvee Australia's Benjamin Day. Benjamin Day. That was the first stage of the San Dimas Stage Race, the Glendora Chevrolet Mountain Time Trial out on Glendora. All hill climbing for those guys. Stage 2 took place next. And this was the San Dimas Hospital Road Race for the men's pro. There were a number of sprints for points during that race as well on multiple laps. Picking up a big 15 points on lap 2, Luis Zamudio. On lap 3, picking up 15 points, Jonathan Cantwell. Lap 4, 15 points going to Adam Switters. On lap 5, a big 15-point bonus going to Brad White.
Brad White also picked up 15 points on lap 7 as well. Those are bonus points. Lap 6, 15 points going to Nathan O'Neill. And lap 8, 15 points going to Adam Switters. Lap 9, Carl Menzies picked up 15 points. On the final finish, 25 big points going to Rory Sutherland, 15 points going to Cesar Grajales, and 10 points going to Luis Amaran. In the overall finish, in the road race, 5th place, Team Type 1's David Frattini. 4th place, going to Kelly Benefit Strategies, Neil Shirley. 3rd place, James Sutterholm's Luis Amaran. 2nd place, going to the Bahati Foundation's Cesar Grajales. And your winner, from United Healthcare Maxis, Rory Sutherland. The final stage, stage 3, at the Cannondale InCycle Old Town San Dimas Classic. This was a criterium held in downtown. We had a number of individual sprints as well for points. Sprinter's points at 60 minutes to go, picking up 3rd place and 5 points. Bernie Sulfberger picking up 10 points. Jay Thompson, and picking up 15 points, Benjamin Day. Then at 30 minutes to go, another point sprint took place. Jorge Alvarado picking up 5. Tyler Wren picking up 10. Alex Howes picking up 15. And the finish points spread, 10 points going to Raymond Creeder, 15 points going to Alejandro Borajo, and 25 big points going to Hilton Clark. Hilton Clark. That's at the InCycle Old Town San Dimas Classic. The overall finish for the day, picking up 5. 5th place, Bahati Foundation's Rahsaan Bahati. 4th place going to Team Type 1's Kenneth Hansen. 3rd place going to Holowesco Partners, U23 Development Team's Raymond Creeder. 2nd place going to James Sutterholm's Alejandro Bajardo. And your winner from the Bahati Foundation, Hilton Clark. And this is for the overall GC placements. Overall GC placements. In 3rd place, Bissell Pro Cycling's Paul Mack. 2nd place, California Giant Specialized Sid Taberley. And your winner, Fly V Australia's Benjamin Day. That was the 11th annual San Dimas Stage Race overall results. March 12th through the 14th, the Tour de Murrieta was held in Southern California. Final Omnium results overall. This is a 3-event Omnium time trial circuit race and criterium. In the Pro Men's overall category, Pro 1s and 2s, 5th place going to Bernie Sulzberger. 4th place picked up by United Healthcare's Eric Barlavov. 3rd place going to James Sutterholm's Anibal Barajo. 2nd place picked up by Fly V Australia Virgin Blue, Jonathan Cantwell. And your winner from United Healthcare, Carl Menzies. That's the Pro Men's 1s and 2s. In the Pro Women's, 4th place picked up by Bonnie Breeze, SC Velo. 3rd place, also going to SC Velo's, Pam Schuster. 2nd place, Pro Man Racing's Shelley Evans. And your winner from Peanut Butter & Company, Lauren Tamayo. In the Masters 45s, 3rd place, it was an Amgen UBS Elite Masters sweep, Steven Strickler. 3rd place, Peter Sullivan. 2nd place, and your winner, Richard Meeker. All from Amgen UBS Elite Masters. The Masters 35+, also an Amgen UBS Elite Masters sweep. 3rd place going to Thurlow Rogers. 2nd place, Kirk Bausch. And your winner, Chris DeMarkey. The Men's Amateur Category 3s. 3rd place, Diego Sandoval from Aqua AL2, San Diego Bike Club. 2nd place, Ironfly's Jonathan Davey. And your winner from UC Cyclery, Ronald Groth. And in the beginner men's category fives, in the 5As, your winner was James Beller from San Diego. In the category 5Bs, your winner was Edward Harris. And in the men's amateur category 4, your winner from Murrieta, Brian Scholl. That's the Tour de Murrieta overall Omnium results. All right, the U.S. Cup West Series took place, brought to you by Team Big Bear, March 12th through the 14th in Benelli Park. Cross-country results coming at you now in the men's pros. Picking up fifth place, Specialized's Todd Wells. Fourth place, Team Maxis, Rocky Mount's Jeff Kabush. Third place, Subaru, Gary Fisher's Sam Schultz. Second place, Shower Specialized Sid Taberly, and your winner from Shower Specialized, Max Plaxton. For the pro women cross country overall results, from Boulder, Colorado, Subaru Gary Fisher's Heather Erminger in fifth place. Fourth place going to Rock and Road Cyclery's Allison Mann. Third place going to AllCallStuff.com's Paw Sawicki. Second place picked up by Lenny Byberg. And your winner from Giant Mountain Bike Team, Kelly Emmett. All right, also on the short track, this is at the U.S. Cup, picking up third place in the short track, Jeremy Horgan Cobles. Second place going to Todd Wells, and your winner, Sid Taberly. That's in the Pro Men's Short Track. Short Track Pro Women's, picking up third place, Kelly Emmett. Second place, Lenny Byberg, and your winner, Heather Erminger. And the H2O Overdrive Super D results. In fifth place, Shower Specialized Sid Taberly. Fourth place going to Subaru Gary Fisher's Jeremy Horgan Cobles. Second place going to Trek's Dana Weber. That was third place, Dana Weber. Second place going to Jeff Kabush from Team Maxis. And your winner from Shower Specialized, Max Plaxton. That is the U.S. Cup West Series overall results from March 13th and 14th. Full details at uscup.net. March 13th, the L.A. Velodrome held its Omnium Racing at the track, the Lavra Omnium, March 13th in the Madison. Third place team going to Kevin Schuller and John Allen. Second place picked up by Barry Miller and Colin Berry. And your winner, Justin Williams and Jesse Morans. That's the Madison at the LA Velodrome Omnium, Lavra Omnium. In the men's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, the overall Omnium results. In fifth place, Bike Religion's Colin Berry. Fourth place going to ACT's Barry Miller. Third place, Team Velocity's John Allen. Second place, Justin Williams. And your winner, Kevin Schiller. In the Masters 45s, picking up third place, Alpe Huilleman's John Healy. In third place, Gerald Greenleaf. Second place going to Scott Lelior from PAA. And your winner from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, John Walsh. And in the Masters Omnium overall, in third place, Bike Religion's Andrew Miseroff. Second place going to Alto Velo's Mark Rademacher. And your winner from Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Keith Ketterer. That's the LA Velodrome Lavra Omnium on March 13th. All details at the Lavra Racing Series going on there at lavelodrome.org. All right, multiple races going on in March. March 13th, the same day, also in Northern Cal, the Central Coast Circuit Race, part of the Masters Cycle League. Got to give a plug to the racers up there. The women's category 1, 2s, and 3s and pros picking up fourth place from Channa Sport Ducati, Kimberly Payne. In third place, Cascades ABC Cycle, Julie Bellarose. Second place going to Vonderkitten Racing's Starla Tettergreen. And your winner from Treads.com, Liza Reschetto. In the men's pros, Central Coast Circuit Race, we have picking up fifth place, Nathan Freed, riding for Team Cliff Bar Cycling. Fourth place going to Fusion Sports, Dana Williams. Third place going to Los Gatos Racing's Jose Saltrin. Second place, California Giant Berry Farms, Keith Miller. And your winner from Fusion Sport, Hendrick Pohl. Hendrick Pohl. That's the race results for the Central Coast Circuit Race. And we got some sounds of that race also coming up at you now. We had a chance to chat with the interview as well as one of the race winners. Let's go to that now.
We're here with the race winner here, race winner interview.
Part of being one of the studs, you do get singled out. Tell me now, when did you guys catch Jeff Melnick? Melnick had a tremendous race today, really made the race. What happened from your view?
I just sat in. I couldn't chase Jeff down because he's a good friend of mine, so... I mean, I probably couldn't have chased him down even if I wanted to, but yeah, he rode good, and I just let everyone chase him down.
When did you see him? When was the bridge successfully attained?
When was it? Last lap?
Yeah,
last lap.
Well, what part? In the headwinds on the third set. Jeff, come on over. Robbie, congratulations. Excellent job. The tidy whities delivered the win right there. Robbie Francione. Jeff, come on over real quick. Jeff, aggressive riding today. Tremendous effort. On the last lap, going through here, how are you feeling?
Terrible.
And did you start looking back on the hill? When did you know it was over?
Somewhere along the false flats, going up into the with the tailwind.
It was that long valley road that just taps you, doesn't it? It's hard to keep the pace up. When they're going 25-30, it's hard to do that solo.
Yes, it is.
Well, Jeff, congratulations. Excellent race for Jeff Melnick. Tremendous race. Robbie, good job. Excellent to all the riders. Podium in about 20 minutes for that group. Masters 45s, please head to the line. We're going to start the next race.
Here with Bike Sport Radio, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And the Northern Cal High School Mountain Bike Leagues are growing and growing all the time. And I'm with, what's your name?
Joe Nels.
Joe Nels. Thanks for coming out, Joe. And tell us a little bit about the NorCal Leagues.
So NorCal, my understanding has been around for about 10 years. There are 40 high schools that compete against each other. Last race was out here at Fort Ord. They had about 500 kids competing.
Woo! Really? That's awesome. That's awesome. And when was that last race held?
Last Sunday.
Last Sunday, last week. And there's courses, there's dirt trails around here and everything.
Yes.
Sweet. Sweet.
And then we're heading out to Folsom next Sunday.
Folsom, okay. And how do we find out more about the Northern Cal Leagues?
NorCalMTB.org.
NorCalMTB.org. Very good. Any sponsors or plugs you want to give for anybody supporting the growth of the leagues? And
Ibis Bikes, they treated us right, and Bike Trip as well for the Santa Cruz Junior Cycling Club.
Sweet. Ibis Bikes, that's, what's his name,
Hans
Ray, and Ibis Bikes, they make cool carbon fiber frames. I've seen them out there and everything. So.
Even road bikes, too.
Road bikes. Sweet. So good luck to you in the NorCal Leagues. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Upcoming bike racing events in Southern California, we've got Upgrade and Experience Builder races. These are track races for those of you that want to upgrade your category. March 27th, that is March 27th, at the LA Velodrome, the Home Depot Center. March 27th, Upgrade and Experience Builder racers. There'll be Omniums. Racing begins at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And full details of that can be found at lavelodrome.org. Again, that's March 27th, Saturday. March 26th through the 28th, off-road racing, mountain bike racing in Fontana, the Fontana City Pro XCT. That's part of the U.S. Cup, brought to you by Kenda, Primalware, and Specialized. On Saturday, women's Pro XCT and men's Pro XCT racing going on. Registration and packet pickup on Friday, March 26th, as well as Saturday, March 27th. And then on Sunday, men's cross country, category 1s, 2s, and 3s. There's a free kids race. Also on Sunday, the Super D and men's short track racing. Again, that's the U.S. Cup in Fontana. Full details at uscup.net. And on March 28th, in Westchester, round 2 of the Master Cycle League continues with the LA Circuit Race, brought to you by Synergy Cycles and California Retirement Advisors. The LA Circuit Race, in its 16th annual year, is also hosted by Liquid Cycling, Big Orange Cycling, and Peninsula Cycle Club. The Masters Cycle League takes place at 1:45, but there's racing for all categories during the day, including juniors. And this event is part of the Lance Armstrong Junior Road Series. That's the LA Circuit Race coming at you on March 28th. Full details on that event at backontrackproductions.com. Coming up in April, we've got the Lavra Cup. That's the LA Velodrome Racing Association track racing at the Home Depot Center. Omnium and Time Trials, April 3rd. Racing begins at 9 a.m. That's the time trials. LAVelodrome.org for full details on that. On Saturday, April 3rd, the UCLA Road Race takes place out in Devil's Punch Bowl in the desert. UCLA Road Race starts at 6:50 a.m. This is collegiate and USAC racing. That's USA Cycling sanctioned as well. Studentgroups.ucla.edu/cycling for all details on the UCLA Road Race. That's on Saturday, April 3rd. UCLA is also conducting a time trial on Sunday, April 4th, the following day, the UCLA time trial. On Sunday, April 4th, also, Pacific Sunset Velo presents its 13th annual Easter Sunday Grand Prix. That's in Ontario, held under USA Cycling Permit and supported by Cannondale, InCycle, and Schwab, and Pactimo. The Pacific Sunset Criterium has all categories available, including women and juniors, beginner men, and advanced pro men and women. Full details on that at PacificSunsetVelo.org. And on April 10th, the Masters Cycle League in Northern California continues with the Central Coast Circuit Race on the former Army base of Fort Ord in Monterey. And this is presented by the Central Coast Cycling Club. The Masters Cycle League takes place at 9:45, but there's racing all throughout the day on this great four-mile course of loop of rolling hills and mountainous climbs and completely closed roads on Fort Ord. An awesome course. Full details at cccxcycling.com. Again, that's April 10th, the Central Coast Circuit Race, part of the Masters Cycle League as well. And for full details on the team competition going on with the Masters Cycle League, visit masterscycleleague.com.
Okay, we got some more sounds coming at you from live action from the Central Coast Circuit Race that took place on March 13th.
All right, here they come. First lap preem for Masters Cycle League, and they're all strung out single file. Who's going to be? It's going to be Safeway takes it, Nick Theobald. Right now, they're widening it out a little bit and stretching it out, and the men's category fives duking it out shoulder to shoulder, and one guy at the point is going to be the obvious winner. No, it's going to be a close race. He's going to have to really, really push, and he does. Holds him off. 226, number 226, picks up the win unofficially. That's Nico Cerna. Nico Cerna, VOS Racing from Salinas. Men's category fours, here they are. They are all together. Looks like in the field, is still together. Yeah, it's a big field sprint. Keep your hands and legs and appendages out of the road. Here they come. The men's category fours all together in the Central Coast Circuit Race, event number 2 here at Fort Ord. Who's going to be the winner? He's looking over his shoulder. Don't look over your shoulder. Throwing his bike at the line. San Jose Bicycle Club, 102, takes the win. Luciano Berry, San Jose Bicycle Club.
And here we go. Through 35
plus. The whole field all together. One lap to go now. One to go. Jocelyn's controlling all over the front. Jocelyn's, Team Jocelyn's in the front. One lap to go. That's Alexander Rausch and Leslie Oglesby in the front there. And the Masters 35 plus. One lap to go. Because of a couple other riders. One to go, guys. One lap to go. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. One to go. Hang in there, Paul. That's Paul Drywall. One lap to go. And more riders coming through San Jose Bicycle Club. One lap to go for the Masters 35 plus. That was Jeremy Wire, San Jose Bike Club. Hang in there, Jeremy. One lap to go.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, so thanks for listening, everybody out there, to Bike Sport Radio. Be sure and visit our website at bikesportradio.us. And if you'd like to be a guest in our studio, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. And when you're out there, drive your bike safely, just like you would any other vehicle. We'll see you next time.